Connect with the Matt and Ramona Showcast via Facebook and Twitter. Find out more at 1079thelink.com.
You're listening to Off Air with Matt and Ramona.
All right, freaks, love it. You're listening to the podcast. Feel free to comment on the page wherever you're getting this from, Stitcher or Apple Podcasts, wherever it is. Also, subscribe. That way it's all constantly downloaded on your device, whatever it is, your phone, your computer, your tablet. And check out the Matt and Ramona Facebook page, where you can also send us messages as well. So it's Matt and Ramona, and producers Eric and Squatch are here as we roll into this. We briefly talked about one thing in the program, which was laundry and how much they have. People have kids. They say it's like 2,000 some pounds. It's about the size every year of a full-grown adult gorilla. Mm. That's how much laundry, 2,000 some pounds. You said you've been having more over the pandemic than you were before, which is odd.
Yes, it is.
Because
why?
You're not airing it.
I kind of am because we were Zooming pretty much 5 days a week. Not pretty much. We were Zooming 5 days a week.
Yeah.
And I was doing Zoom events either Saturday or Sunday.
That's true.
So I wound up putting on a fancy top at least.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And I wasn't going to wear it all day around the house.
Less pants.
So it just seems like we were just going through so many more clothes. And also, I try not to use a lot of paper towels. So we were dishcloths and all those other things.
Oh, okay. Forgot about
more
that.
More towels, more everything.
Yeah, more dishcloths.
More.
And one of the things it said in there was that the kids change three outfits a day. But here's what I think. My theory is on the kids, actually, is you have the kids who change 10 times a day, and then they have the kids who change zero times a week. And so the average might be three, but you're either a lots of clothes person, or you're like maybe an outfit, and then you might wear that same outfit the whole day and all night, or you switch a lot.
And then you also factor in babies.
Oh, babies, they get puke.
Babies
and poop
will mess some stuff up. And if those babies were at daycare where you only send one outfit with them extra, maybe now that outfit's at home.
That could be said about your elderly mother as well.
Same with Weezy.
There's some laundry.
I send an extra outfit with her, so she's only getting one extra outfit a day. But at home, we might go through two pairs of sweatpants, three.
And I do not always change the clothes that I wore to sleep. They could be multiple day clothes.
Ooh.
You don't like that idea.
You gotta.
Are you a senior with a bladder problem too?
No. I'm just. If I'm wearing like basketball shorts or whatever to bed, why would I only wear those once?
Right. Just because you slept in them.
Do you change your pajamas every single time?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I might wear a pair of pajamas two nights in a row, but they haven't been anywhere but my bed. I get
not
up.
Not even like to watch TV downstairs or something?
No. I put my pajamas on right before I get in bed. So I'm not really lounging in my pajamas.
I'll wear my basketball shorts and a shirt. I'll get out of the shower, put the basketball shorts on the shirt, watch some TV, go to bed, take the shirt off, and I'll wear it the next day or three days, four days.
Once you've showered, you reset, sir.
No! Squatch was with me. He does not change his.
I was with Matt.
No, it doesn't matter whether
Please
Squatch
don't take
is with
your
you.
Cues
it,
from him.
Exactly.
He
like,
is
what do you mean?
He is a 22-year-old man-child living with his parents.
Why do you
He's
think that's going to help you?
The same guy who brought his laundry
Squatch
for
is the
his
reason
mom
why
to walk. Nobody cares.
Squatch is
a what?
He's an intelligent young man.
That
right.
lives with his mother.
Whose grandma does his nails.
Okay, maybe
enough said.
Which I still get compliments on. Thank you.
On your nails?
I get compliments on my nails after my grandma does them. Dude, this is not a bragging point. How many times do we have to tell you? You should not be out of these streets bragging about using your mom.
You put it on your profile?
If you get compliments on something, you can brag about it.
Don't you double down on that?
I bet the ladies love it.
Do they?
Yes.
You put it on your dating profiles?
I would, yes.
Oh, you would put you
it's
would
on my Instagram page.
You would
want it.
Instagram page.
And here's the sweet thing about Squatch is Squatch is open for a relationship right now. Am I right?
Yes.
And he claims that the ladies love the fact that his grandma does his nails, yet he appears to be having trouble with the ladies.
Yeah.
And he's not making the connection.
Now, are you doing, does he do new toenails, right?
No, that's
just right. Well, I was going to come over.
I'm not about to put my feet in my grandma's face. Like, yeah, do these.
Yeah.
No. Just do my hands. Leave it at that.
Well, that's good.
That's
good.
Awesome.
Yeah. Well,
that's
there
awesome.
You go.
Some people are giving their grandmas pedicures. Not Squatch.
Yeah.
Not Squatch.
It's not Instagram. It's Instagrandma. That's what you're on.
If you don't get a lady your age, dude, you have a very, very fine career ahead of you as a gigolo.
Don't worry. I've been giving him love advice. For
wow.
That scare you?
Yeah, because the last dude you gave love advice to wound up getting some kind of UTI. Yep. And the lady he was with stole his wallet.
It's all worth it, though.
Wow.
It's all worth it.
He said it was worth it.
And does Squatch say it was worth it? A UTI and then your wallet stolen?
Yeah.
Tell me more, Matt, man. Dude.
Well, speaking of UTIs.
No.
Well, I saw this. Philadelphia's having that. It's back after the...
A UTI pandemic. Festival?
Well, a naked bike ride, which I think might lead to one, perhaps.
I mean, I'm pretty sure it does, plus other, sexual-borne diseases.
They have to be using special seats for that.
They paint up. They do paint themselves. They got to wear masks this year, which is so silly. I mean, you're outside, and you're naked, and you're on a bike.
I don't need a mask if my balls are going to be out. There's no point.
I believe the Rona can spread through your gas, and your gas unfiltered.
You know?
Can you imagine more worse activity to do naked?
No,
not really.
No,
to think it's possible, come up with one.
And to see somebody rolling down your street, butt naked on a bike, wearing a mask. How ridiculous. How ridiculous is the theater of COVID when you have a whole naked person on a bike in a mask?
10-mile ride around the city. Naked.
No. Mm. With Philly people popping out of the bushes to sell them pretzels. It's just a really bad, bad scene,
You need
Philly.
A good naked pretzel.
You should be ashamed, Philadelphia. Ashamed.
I'm proud of those folks. I just don't think, though, that I would want to ride. I'm trying to think if I could do it or not, or how it would feel.
But I don't like the faraway look in your eye, because I feel like you're imagining it.
I have been imagining it since I read this.
Would go on a naked bike ride?
No, I'm wondering if I would do it, but I don't know. I just think it wouldn't feel too good. Even when I wear my bike shorts, my scroty's not very comfy. So
I can see that.
Okay.
Depending on how thick your thighs are, it's a lot.
No, I'm done. I am out of this conversation.
Come on, mowing the lawn.
I want nothing to do with Matt's scroty.
Scroty.
And...
technical term.
Wait, I didn't sign on for
this.
Did
you say mowing the lawn?
Wouldn't be bad. You know what would be bad?
It would be. What if something like chops?
Yeah, that's true. Weed whacker would be terrible.
See, where are you from again?
Philadelphia area.
See, have you ever mowed a lawn when growing up as a kid?
No, he didn't. Yeah. In fact, his brother talks about how Matt was really dramatic about his allergies.
Mm-hmm.
So he would stand in the window. While his brother mowed the lawn outside, and Matt would be like, ha ha, I have allergies, I can't do it.
Oh, wow.
But I did mow. I mean, as an adult, I mowed lawns.
That's not what your brother Derek said.
Yeah, and I mowed lawns when it wasn't allergy season. The point is, yes, I have mowed lawns, and I know that things fly around.
Oh, okay, because I was like, I'm from the country. So where we're from, you know, you don't got to have all this protective gear on, but you probably need goggles. And I'm like the person that mows my lawn, the neighbor's lawn, my grandpa's lawn. So... I would definitely not do any of that naked.
And you'll do anything naked, so that's great.
Exactly.
Well, if Eric is drawing
if I'm drawing the line,
everybody should draw
the line. Okay, you should not do that naked.
Running hurdles. I just thought that's something else you don't want to do naked.
I mean, technically, depending on what I'm doing, I'm always running hurdles naked, so.
I'm just getting older.
It's Pride Month.
Once again, I'm out.
Right now is
I'm out. I should have had my boundary set. At Scroty. Right, no. But no,
I'm just saying one more thing.
I stayed here.
As you get older, everything drops a little.
I don't know.
So the hurdle could be dangerous. So anywho, one other thing. Let's see.
Have we moved on?
Yes, we have. Moved on to moving. You know, I can't get this. What happens when I was looking at recliners and furniture stuff. So every time I go to any pages, it's all this recliner. How do I get rid of it? Like, do I start shopping for something else?
Yeah.
Because I'm tired of seeing this freaking thing.
You have to, once the internet knows that you're looking for something,
they're relentless.
They've heard you talk about it. Perhaps you've Googled it. It becomes your life online.
Yes.
You have to, I went through this because we were talking about something ridiculous on the air, and I Googled jorts. And I went to several sites that sold jorts, and I was inundated with jorts.
And how do you shake it?
You have to Google something else. Even if you're not shopping for anything, Google something else, because I went through a jorts and then an adult diaper phase.
Oh,
it was really horrible.
She went to isolate that. She went through an adult diaper phase.
No, buying supplies for my mom, and it's like, this is my life now. That's all they're pushing to me in my timeline.
Yes. And it seems like they're bigger. You know, like sometimes, at the top, they're small. But I think now, ever since they really got the vibe that I put a couple things in carts and stuff like that, they're just giant, giant pictures. I can't read a damn article. So I got to buy some, I don't know, nasty stuff to get some better pictures of.
Wow.
I prefer my ads be for porn.
I do. I told you that I got these new recliners. Or a recliner and a love seat, whatever. And the guy's moving in. I've had a rough back. I can't stand when people are doing stuff for me. I feel guilty. So I kept bending over and moaning, which doesn't sound right. But
remember your rap name. I'm telling you.
We talked about his rap name?
We have not talked about the rap name.
No. Because Matt's Pride Month rap name is Lil Bottom.
Yeah, Lil. Yeah,
we really had to discuss that on the next podcast.
No, we can do it now. All I said was.
He said something. I forgot what you said. He was like, "Yeah, my rap name is Little Bottom." And then, I don't think he really thought that through.
I didn't think it through.
And me and Aaron looked at each other.
No, we're not even gonna give Matthew that because he did think it through. I told Matthew if he ever joined the gay community, a bottom is what he would be.
And I don't think so.
He would. He has the mindset. He has the way.
I don't have a mindset.
You also, yes, you do. You got the position. You
have
the arch.
He's good to go.
Do I
have to excuse myself again?
Yes. Stretching. That's what it was.
He was stretching.
He's ready to go.
It's bad enough that when there's something wrong with Matt. And I explained this to all of you. When there is something wrong with Matt, Matt is going to let you know at every opportunity.
That's not true.
When he had a problem with his shoulder, he kept rotating his arm going,
you got to stretch, man. I like pain.
So there are a lot of sounds that go with it. So I know why these random people who were delivering furniture were like, man, are you okay? Because
I think
that's weird for them?
Maybe,
like this guy
too much guilt.
Watching them move furniture and moaning in the corner.
Yeah.
How awful for them to the point where they're like, okay, we're just trying to deliver your recliner.
I can't help you, man.
Why are you making so many noises?
Because
I
wanted to make sure they knew that I wasn't helping and I had hired them because I had a bad back.
Well, obviously you hired them because you didn't want to move the furniture yourself.
That's not good enough. I want them to know that.
So you paying them wasn't good enough? No, that's exactly what it's supposed to be.
I even tipped them big.
Well, good.
And here's what I did. I bent down to get my checkbook. Oh!
You just had to lay it on thick.
I said, I would have gone to get you cash, but I can't get to the ATM.
You see?
I can't climb the stairs in my condition.
See? His mindset is already on being a bum.
No, I
bent down.
I did this.
He's ready.
No, that's not it.
It's not
it. What it is, he doesn't want to be seen as a lazy guy.
Yes, I don't.
Or an old guy.
Yes, that's a good one.
Who can't do these things.
Bottoms
he wants
lazy.
You to think that he's paying you not because he needs to, but because he has to.
Yes.
He has to.
I have to.
I don't understand.
So even if
he could mow his own lawn, he just can't. He could move his own furniture, but right now he just can't.
Yeah, when he's mowing the lawn, I never let
him. But if he was virile, he'd be doing it himself.
Yeah. Mm. If the guy's mowing the lawn, if I ever have to do something, I make sure I'm on the phone and, go out and I'm on an office call or I would have, give me a, or I'll say something like, ouch. Allergies, man. Thanks for doing that because I'm really sick.
But you pay these people. They don't care. But it's all in your head. Bless your heart.
It is in my head.
And his bottom.
Share and comment on whatever place you're getting this from. Also on the Matt and Rimmer Facebook page. And we shall chat again soon.